Hi, this is Dave from Marlton Lakes, New Jersey. And I'm upset that you just used up your good answer before you got to me.
Oh, yeah, well.
Hey, well, that's the breaks, man.
Where you're from again in New Jersey?
Marlton Lakes.
Marlton?
Marlton, like the dirt.
What's dirt?
It's marl dirt. Marl's like a clay.
Marl is clay, yes.
Yeah.
It's a crossword puzzle word. I've never seen the stuff in my life.
New Jersey doesn't have any real dirt.
No. So what's up?
I got a question about the remote keyless entry on my 97 Audi A6 Avant.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of a general question about all remote keyless entries. My range is really bad on it. I almost have to be right up to the car sometimes for it to open it.
Yeah.
And, you know, my brain-damaged college student son me to just point it to my chin and it'll work.
Yeah.
And,
oh, man.
I told him he was a mental midget.
But he's right.
And then you found out that it worked.
It worked.
Yeah. Well, so someone told us that if it doesn't work, you stick it in your mouth.
Now, why would that be, though? I can understand, like, on an antenna, if you touch it, you know, your body's kind of an extra antenna.
Well, but
because
the way the thing works is there is an antenna under the dashboard.
Yeah, but you're on the transmitting part.
I know, you're sending the signal, but yeah. If I don't know how the chin works, but the mouth works because you're like making a little echo chamber.
Yeah, like the inside of your skull and it comes out your eyes? What?
No, I think it happens. All right, here's a male answer syndrome answer.
Okay. Now, tell me exactly what your son said. You touch it to your chin?
Like, you know, you do that Clinton thing. You know how he used to point at people?
Yeah.
But not point, you know? Well, you know, you just hold it like you're pointing at the car, and then you just point it directly up to your chin.
So you're pointing the business end of it.
Right, up to your chin.
And how much have you increased the range, would you say?
About double.
Yeah, I mean, when we did the test, and it was at least 50% improvement.
Yeah.
I think it's using you kind of as a disperser.
It doesn't sound healthy.
Well, for example...
Disperse this.
No, well, I have discovered the same thing with my TV remote. If I lie down on the couch...
What do you mean, if?
When I lie down on the couch, I frequently am too lazy to actually lift the remote control off the coffee
table.
Well,
you're tired from a hard day's work.
No, this usually happens on weekends. And I found that if I've aimed the thing, what I think is directly at the TV,
yeah,
it doesn't work. But if I bounce it off my forehead...
How, pray tell, did you discover this?
I don't know.
I bounced it off the walls.
But even if I bounce it off the wall behind me,
right,
it seems to work better than if I aim it at the thing. And I think it's because you're making the signal bounce all over the place. And all it takes is one little piece of it to get to the antenna or to the receptor or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, but the longer distance, it should attenuate or something. It doesn't make sense.
But I think the signal is so strong that if you don't aim it correctly, if you aim it right at it and mis-aim it, it goes right past it.
Gosh.
I think if you aim it at another wall, it bounces around so much.
No, that's baloney. I mean, look, I bounce it off the wall. It's got a million possible ways
exactly.
that it can go around. And you're saying that little thing has enough energy
yes.
to make 100 turns
yes.
until it ends up right in the middle of the receptor?
Yeah.
It's a geometric anomaly.
Boom.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, if the wall is too far away, I mean, there are limits. And that's why bouncing it off your chin or your oral cavity is the equivalent of bouncing it off the wall in your basement.
Ah.
And if the wall is too far away, then the signal will be sufficiently attenuated
If ever I heard a Bo-O-Gus theory, this is it.
All right.
Thank you.
You've thrown down the gauntlet.
Not that I understand how it happens, but I know that ain't how it
happens. Dave, that's my explanation, and I'm sticking with it. We're going to start a bulletin board on our website.
Yeah.
It'd be Dave's A6 Avant.
Dave's chin.
Yeah, you'll figure it. And we need people with authority. We need physicists
We need someone who makes the things.
Estheticians. What do they call those? Beauticians.
Beauticians.
We need anyone that has a shingle to set us on the straight and narrow here.
Yeah.
And we need to find out if, in fact,
it can't be rocket science.
Tommy, you're gonna be embarrassed when you find out that I'm right. Dave, thanks for your call.
Okay, thanks,
guys. Bye. See, if your theory was right, then when you misaimed it at the TV, it would do the same thing. It would miss the TV. It would bounce off, and it would just go all over the room and until it got back to the right place.
And
1,000 iterations later.
No, but then it's lost too much energy. It's going to bounce off the wall behind the TV. Now it's going to bounce off the wall behind you and then back to the TV. It doesn't make it. It doesn't make it. But if you could... Well, just like your garage door opener won't work from 2 blocks away. Everything has a range.
Well, that's exactly my point.
Right, but I think if you're within the limits of the range and you bounce it off something like that and you disperse the signal enough... Then you'll get. I don't get no respect. Well, it's happened again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. Our esteemed producer is Doug. I may have the nomenclature a little bit.
Your chin is acting as a disperser. Did Enrico Fermi stop this way?
He did. Our esteemed producer is Doug, the subway fugitive, not a slave to fashion, bongo boy, disperse this, frogman Berman. Our associate producers are Louis Cronin, the barbarian, and David Gibraltar Green. Our engineer is Tad Massaman Curry. Our senior web blackie is Douglas F. Mayer. And our technical, spiritual, and menu advisor, just back from the Fredonia, Fruki Frogert, and Fruit Loop Frolic, is John Bugsy Lawler. Our public opinion pollster is Paul Murky of Murky Research, assisted by statistician Marja Novera. Our customer care representative is Heywood Jabuzov. Our arbitration expert is Viola Fuss. Our personal makeup artist is Bud Tugley. Our interior decorator is Perry Winkle. The director of our Alpine Choir is Ole Olehi. Our director of Top Secret Strategy is Donatello Nobody. Our meteorologist from the New Delhi office is Luke Outavindo. Our Puerto Vallarta transmission specialist is Cinco de Mayo. Our chicken soup provisioner is Kent Hoyt. eBay specialist is Selma Junkoff. And our Russian chauffeur is Peekoff and Dropoff. And, of course, our seat cushion tester is Mike Easter. Our chief counsel from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is Louis Dewey, known to the severely sunburned chess masters in Harvard Square as Huey Louie Dewey, and the dispersers. A lot of dispersers in Harvard Square, too. Thanks so much for listening. We're Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and don't drive or disperse like my brother.
Don't think like my brother.
We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
It's amazing. The less we know about something...
This is going to be right up there with the cattle trailer lights. You can get a podcast of this show, which is number 1328, download classic Car Talk episodes, or check out our 25th anniversary swag all over at cartalk.com.
Also this week at cartalk.com, the teen driver area. We've put together all of our wisdom about teens and driving and compiled it for you in this one terrifying area of our website.
Well, there's a lot of good advice there for both parents and teens.
Yeah, about how to get started behind the wheel, how to negotiate use of the family car.
And how to clean the velour seats in Mom's Camry after your friend Stewie pukes on them.
Yeah, important stuff. That's everything we know about teens and driving. Check it out at our website, cartalk.com. Car Talk is a production of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe and WBUR in Boston.
And even though the good humor man heaves a box of frozen strawberry shortcakes at his radio whenever he hears us say it, this is NPR.